Hello and welcome back to another edition of This Week in Milton. This week we have Town Councilor for Ward 2, John Chaloner. Now, John, it's been a heck of a year, we'll say, as today marks the one-year anniversary of COVID-19 here in Milton and across Halton, I believe. How has this past year been for you?
Well, I mean, it's been a very interesting year. Not the kind of year you'd ever want to have again. But, you know, certainly I've learned from it, and hopefully the municipality, the province, and the federal government have also learned. But it certainly is a special day in Milton because it was a year ago that our crisis management team was established, and we started to take an approach to deal with this, not really knowing what the future held. And, you know, Cameron, there were five things that sort of set the tone for how Milton would deal with 2020, and quite frankly, it's how we're going to deal with 21 until further notice. First thing, of course, is safety of staff and public. That was always, you know, of paramount importance, and that continues. The continuation of the delivery of essential public services that the municipality was responsible for, responding to the specific needs of the community as the pandemic evolved, and I think we've seen that in terms of things we've done for the business community, individual taxpayers, and the restaurant and bar business. Making sure that the workforce was treated fairly through this, and certainly everybody in the business community can relate to that. You know, there's been a lot of change in terms of employment needs and how people work. And then, of course, the most important thing is fiscal responsibility and using, you know, taxpayer dollars efficiently to deliver what the municipality has a responsibility to deliver. So that kind of was the template, and that's how we're going to evaluate the municipality when this is over. And kind of amongst those kind of highlights that came out of that was, you know, we went virtual for a lot of things, including council meetings and committee of adjustment, et cetera. Delivered, you know, virtual recreational and culture programs where we could. As I indicated before, we helped the business community where we had responsibility. You know, we developed the Economic Recovery Task Force, created the Seasonal Outdoor Patio Program, which is coming back again this year, changed the transit system to deal with, you know, the changing workforce requirements and the changing recreational and other requirements of transit riders. And that continues, by the way, to this day. You know, provided a lot of new services online, which, again, I think everybody can relate to, and that included, you know, dealing with, you know, property taxes, parking tickets, building permits, transit tickets, development applications, those kinds of things. But, you know, through it all, we continued to deal with our infrastructure projects, continued to build in preparation for the future. That just simply did not stop, and frankly, it couldn't stop. It has to continue. The positive news, you know, to sort of close off the discussion on this topic was we got through 2020 in the black as a municipality with the assistance of the province and the federal government. As you know, because you've reported on it, that assistance is continuing in 2021, which is going to help us deal with 2021 for the most part, we think. But at the end of the day, what's going to happen in 2022 when that stops? You know, we have to hope that we can rebuild our services and our recurring revenue to cover off the offsets we've received from the other levels of government, because that's going to stop.
And John, as the year continues, we had some great news recently of the Halton region opening up its COVID-19 vaccination clinics for residents 80 years and older. Milton's clinic is going to be at the First Ontario Arts Center Milton. This has got to be big news for Milton, right?
It's huge, huge news. You know, it's putting, I think, a smile on people's face. We're seeing some lightness of their step as we go through the spring, because they see now a light at the end of the tunnel. And at this point, almost 18,000 Halton residents over the age of 80 have booked their appointments. And that's about, you know, 75% of all adults over 80 across the region. I've been asked about, you know, is AstraZeneca going to make its way into Halton to deal with the 60 to 64-year-olds? And at this point, We don't know. But the clinics are opening up, you know, across the region starting this weekend. I know there are people in Milton who are getting their first shot next week, and that's just great news. And I hope that, you know, the province's plan in terms of other at-risk demographics in our community get their shots, you know, as soon as possible later this spring and into early summer, because I think we all know that we need to get back to a sense of normalcy as soon as possible for the sake of our economy, for the sake of our mental health, for the sake of our society in general.
And speaking of a sense of normalcy, John, there's nothing more normal than sitting down and talking about some development charges. I know the town of Milton is getting some feedback from residents on development charges, and I don't think residents realize how important development charges are to the town of Milton, as well as just our town's economy.
Absolutely true, Cameron. I mean, the development charges cover off almost 80% of the costs of new growth in our community. And the bylaw comes up for renewal, you know, every 5 years, and we do a study to sort of see, you know, what costs we're incurring that could be covered under this development charge. And that charge is paid for by, you know, new growth, whether it's residential or commercial or retail, that is new coming into our community. The remaining 20% has to be funded by existing taxpayers. And so the public is going to have their opportunity to tell council and to tell senior staff on March 22nd whether or not the development charge that we're proposing goes far enough in covering off the cost the municipality is going to incur over the next 5 years. And those costs are about $443 million over the next 5 years. So this is really important. To date, a new residential homeowner in Milton pays about $21,000 in development charges to have that home built and supported by our infrastructure in the community. And so we'll see kind of where that figure ends up in May when the draft bylaw comes back to council for approval.
And as we wrap things up here, John, let's take a look to the future, and why not go 30 years into the future? The town of Milton's official plan, We Make Milton, I believe it's entered its phase 3 now, and I understand that you have some thoughts that you'd like to share on the official plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolutely critical document. It's going to take us into the 2050s, and it really will determine, you know, what our community looks like in the future. And the discussion that is taking place at the region today with respect to its official plan is also going to have a significant impact on Milton when you look at the Milton Education Village, the Egerton-Trafalgar development area, and other potential secondary plan development that is being considered by our community today. So it's really important that the region understands what our priorities are, and we get that right at a regional level, and then the town then will follow on with its official plan, which I hope will be approved in a couple of years or less. And that document, while certainly can be amended, you know, at any point over the next 30 to 40 years, will tell the tale in terms of what Milton looks like for the next generation. So it's extremely important. It's extremely important that the public participates. It's extremely important that counselors like myself listen. And it's really important that the province and the region understand what Milton requires to continue to be the best place to live, work, and play in Ontario.
All right, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for doing this, John.
Anytime. Have a great day.
All right, that is Town Councillor for Ward 2, John Chaloner II. Thank you so much for tuning in for This Week in Milton. We'll likely be back next Friday, so keep an eye out for that. And in the meantime, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.